I'm sure we've all experienced the frustration of technical problems while online, whether that's while buying something or maybe completing an online form. For a group of trainee doctors sitting an online exam on Monday, this was taken to the next level when a computer glitch left them unable to complete the exam, causing significant distress. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians, which runs the exam, has since been met with backlash. This once again begs the question, are we over-reliant on the internet? The Wire's Oliver Brown reports.
On Monday, hundreds of trainee doctors hoping to become specialists returned from lunch already several hours into their exam, only to find many of them unable to log back in and complete it. This unforeseen technical glitch resulted in the delay of the crucial exam, leaving the trainees who were hoping to be finished and enjoying a well-deserved break by the day's end only worried and confused. I asked the president of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, the organisation responsible for the test, Dr. Catherine Yelland, if there had been any backup plan, such as a hard copy exam, in place in case a glitch like this occurred.
They, of course, tried to fix the computer problem. That's the first thing. And that was not able to be done. The next step is a paper-based exam. We had that prepared and ready, but you cannot run a paper-based exam in the same centre that you have set up for computer exams. You don't have the desks and the security and all the other issues that are around that. We had a paper-based exam and we have organised to run that exam on the 2nd of March, next Friday.
This whole issue really opens up the concept of the issue between transferring exams and tests into more of an online format. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think we've seen these computer problems on big scales elsewhere. And it's always a dilemma at which point you transfer from paper-based systems, which clearly have limitations, both in terms of collecting the data and analysing it, and also obviously the cost and the storage of that. So it is time to move to a computer-based system. These transitions are always a time that we have concerns about whether how smoothly it's going to go.
So what sort of steps is your organisation taking to prevent this type of issue from happening again, especially after such a massive online backlash? There was Twitter responses, there was an open letter where from a student anonymously. What are you taking to prevent this happening again?
Well, of course, we absolutely acknowledge the distress that's been caused. It's a very important exam. It's only held once a year. We know how much stress it causes, and for it to go wrong like this is devastating, and we totally acknowledge that and we've apologised for that. What are we going to do about it? Well, the examination provider is giving us a report in the next couple of days about exactly what happened, and we have set up a review to cover all the aspects, not just the computer, but about what happened, how the decision was made, what are the consequences for trainees and so on. So we're really very concerned and determined to give everyone as clear an answer as we can.
Dr. Catherine Yelland of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. Justin Warren of the digital rights organisation Electronic Frontiers Australia says in this case the lack of a plan B is concerning.
This is a College of Surgeons and they're a training organisation, so one would expect that they are quite familiar with how to run training and to train doctors. But they have outsourced a lot of the responsibility for how that's actually done to a technology provider, in this case Pearson. My understanding. We saw something similar with the census, where a lot of the outsourcing was given to organisations like IBM. And what we've seen with the way that this outsourcing is done is that a lot of the governance is left up to the organisation to which it's outsourced. So the right questions aren't asked about how does this perform under situations of load, what could go wrong, and what mitigations have you put in place for when those things do go wrong. And when you don't ask those questions up front, then things like this can happen where people turn around and just go, oh, oops, we kind of didn't put anything in place for that. Sorry.
Do you think society might actually be becoming a bit over-reliant on the internet, especially when it comes to crucial things like an exam in this situation?
I don't know about over-reliant. I mean, we all use electricity quite successfully and have done for some years. We're quite fond of clean water and antibiotics as well. But I think that there is a responsibility to use it well. And when society comes to depend on a technology like reading and writing or clean water and flushing toilets or electricity, then we need to make sure that we invest in those systems to make sure that they are robust and can be trusted. Like, people don't really think twice about going and flicking a light switch and they just expect it to work. So we are reaching that point with computer systems that we do mostly just expect them to work. Getting that to happen takes a lot more effort than I think people really realise. And I think that the organisations who are putting in place these systems need to really focus on that amount of effort and not shortchange themselves and say, oh no, she'll be right, don't worry about it. You have to invest in these systems to make them work.
Electronic Frontier Australia's Justin Warren speaking to The Wire's Oliver Brown.